Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Menachos. Perik Hei, Mishnah Tes. Hoimereilai betaner. Somebody says, I am a kabbal upon myself to bring a mincha baked in an oven. And you may remember this from Masechtes Shabbos. A taner is an oven. It was made out of earthenware. It was wide at the bottom, narrow at the top. Like a teepee. A fire was lit inside, and the bread was baked there. But it wasn't like we would imagine an oven with a tray. They would stick the dough onto the oven's walls. It was a whole chachma, how you put it on, how you take it off. The reason it was wide at the bottom and narrow on top is because that would increase the heat. Now, if someone says, I'm a kabbal upon myself to bring a mincha baked in a taner, lo yove maife chupach. He can't bring a mincha baked only in a kupach. What's a kupach? It's a smaller oven. Now, the taner, they would use the inside for the oven. Like we explained, they would stick the dough onto the sides. And on the top, there would be holes for pots. The kupach is the same thing, but it's much narrower. There's only space for one pot on top. Now, the Torah says, v'chisakriv korban mincha mafei taner. This teaches us that mincha is kosher only when it's baked in a taner. Furthermore, it has to be a taner and not umayfei ri'ofim. This is a mincha that's baked on tiles. Actually, if you look at the Batnur, you see he uses the word similar to tiles. A lot of the original French words and English words are the same. Originally, it was one language. English, French, German, Spanish, it was all one language once. That's why you'll notice even in Yiddish and English, a lot of the words begin and end with the same letters. So you see the word in the Batnur. Tes vav lamed shin, like tiles. It's tiles made out of earthenware. They cook it up in an oven. People bake on it, but you can't bring a mincha baked this way. And as the daf could be a taner, it also can't be umayfe yoyroisu arvia. Zakta batanura, the Arabs used to dig a hole in the ground. Then they would smear the hole with clay. And the clay was heated up until it turned very hot. So hot, says the batanura, was mamish white. And they put the food inside to bake. They would put the dough inside. Maybe a very good system, but not for a mincha. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda ime imiratza, if he wants to, yavi mafik kupach. You can bring a mincha baked in a kupach, because really a kupach is a type of tanner. It's just smaller. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Now remember, in the first case he said harei alai betanner. Now in this case he says harei alai minchas mafe. I want to bring a baked mincha, but baked what? Now we're going to learn later in Perik Vav Mishnah Hey that Kala Menaches boys Eser Eser. All Menaches are brought in groups of 10 pieces, but the pieces could be either loaves or more wafer-like. He said he's bringing baked, but baked what? It could be chalais, loaves, or a kikin, more like wafers. So normally he brings whatever he said he's going to bring, but in this case he didn't say what he's going to bring, he just said minchas mafe, a baked mincha. Zakta Mishnah lo yavi machzei chalos and machzei rekikin. He can't say, well, you know what, I'll bring half the mincha as chalos, as loaves, and half as rekikin, half as wafers. No, you have to bring either all chalos or all wafers, because they're two different types of menaches. And the half and half doesn't work. At least that's what the Tanakhama holds, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Shimon says, you could bring half and half, and they should carbon echad. According to Rabbi Shimon, chalis and rekikin, loaves and the wafers, they're not separate menaches. They're two types of the same mincha. And they fall under the category of mafei taner, the oven-baked mincha. So some chalis and some rekikin is not called mixing two different types of menaches. It's a combination of one mincha. The pasuk describes it together. And Rav Shimon says you could bring half of each, but the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. So we learned in our Mishnah, Perik Hei Mishnah Tes, if someone says, I want to bring a mincha b'taner, it has to be a taner, a teepee-shaped oven. And there was a standard size to it. Can't bring it in a smaller version called a kupach, meaning to say baked in a kupach. Can't be baked in earthenware tiles. Can't be baked in yoyrois huarvim. That was a system of digging a hole in the ground, filling it up with clay, making it hot to the point where it turns white, and then baking inside. Again, could be a good system to bake, but you don't satisfy your harei alai betaner. Rabbi Yehuda does allow for the kupach. He says it's just a smaller version of a tanner. So when you say a re'alai b'tanner, it could mean a kupach as well. Someone says a re'alai minchas mafeh. So that's very unclear. It's a very ambiguous statement. I'm bringing baked minchas. That's all the information we have. He didn't explain what type of baking. This tanner holds that you can't bring five chalos and five rekikim. Everything has to be the same. But Rav Shimon says, no, it's considered one carbon, and you could divide it, half chalais and half rekikin. Now, one thing is for sure, even according to Rav Shimon, if someone says harei alai chalais, or he says harei alai machza chalais or machza rekikin, he has to bring exactly what he's promised. You can't bring chalais if you promise rekikin, or rekikin if you promise chalais. It may be considered one carbon, but the metzius is the two separate things. If someone says, I want to bring a lamb, which is the color black for a carbon oil or a shlamin, he can't bring one that's white, even though a lamb is a lamb. But lemaisa, you have to bring what you promised. But if he says plain, a re'alai mafe, says Reb Shimon, then you could mix the two, the chalois and the rekikin.